What's up, everybody? How you doing? Today I'll be talking about the movie Green Lantern, the one with Ryan Reynolds. Let me just say, this is the very, very first time I'm seeing this movie. The reason why I never seen it before was because I hear so many negative reviews for this movie. I didn't hear one positive review for this movie when it first came out, and it kind of lost my interest. Years ago, I actually know somebody that, years after this movie, I actually know somebody that actually worked for DC Comics in the warehouse department. And during that time that movie was out, he told me a story how people were sad when this movie came out. This movie was heavily invested by DC. And guess what? The day they was in New York City, this is when DC was in New York, when that movie bombed, DC ended up moving to California. So it's kind of crazy, right? Because of this one movie. And it just, a lot of people lost their jobs because of this movie. And yeah, it's kind of fucking crazy what he told me, the story. But maybe there's another story for another time for this. But it was kind of crazy what he told me about this story and other stuff when he was working for DC Comics. But with that being said, let me explain my history with Green Lantern. I did grow up around the character. He's like one of the comic book characters I grew up around with, Green Lantern. I grew up with some of the comic books. I didn't read every issue of Green Lantern, don't get me wrong. I grew up with the old cartoon of the reruns that came out like in the 60s, if I remember. I knew who Green Lantern was pretty much. I know the mythos and stuff like that. But I wasn't like a major, major fan of Green Lantern, even though I did like the character, you know. As for the movie itself, let me just tell you what the movie's about. I'll give you a summary of what the movie's about. It's pretty much Hal Jordan, played by Ryan Reynolds. He's a cocky pilot, but he also has fear in his history, you know, that he lost someone. As the movie progressed, there's another alien that fought Parallax. He was injured, came to Earth. As the movie progressed a little bit, Hal Jordan ended up getting in the ring. He finally meets up with the alien, and the alien tells him a little bit about the ring, and, you know, a little bit before he passed away. He has a love interest that he likes, played by Blake Lively, who plays Carol Danvers, I think her name was. I almost got the name right, because I think Carol Danvers was Captain Marvel. Well, anyway. Two different movies, by the way, of course. Two different companies, too. But anyway, once Hal Jordan went to space, he gets trained by the alien, Kilowatt. Kilowatt, I could ask what his name is, and this fish, little fish creature he meets. He does have the little training. He faces Sensetro. I don't know how to say his name right, I apologize. And teaching him about fear, you know, if you don't have the will, pretty much you can't be fearful while you hold the screen ring, pretty much. As the movie progressed, you got one of his best friends growing up, as the government hired him to discover, to check this alien body out that died on Earth. He ended up having this yellow blood in him, like this yellow aura, which is Parallax aura, you know, his blood inside this scientist guy, and he has like the essence of Parallax in him. This gives him kind of his own second powers, like to put fear into people, pretty much, like fear. Parallax find out where the Green Lantern ring is, and later on the Parallax will come to Earth and try and destroy the Green Lantern. The movie's majority is like more talking and stuff, more drama. You do have Green Lantern spotlights, you know, in the movie, but it's not like a big spotlight. Like, you want to see, I can see maybe why people did not like this movie, maybe because they wanted more of the Green Lantern corps, more of them, much more of them in battle, in action, more of it, pretty much, I would say. Kind of like how Marvel's kind of a little bit more with stuff. But personally, I ended up enjoying the movie. I didn't really think it was a bad movie, in my opinion. I mean, there were some expectations I wanted from the movie. Like, pretty much, I want more of the Green Lantern corps, more action with the Green Lantern corps, in my opinion. But I kind of enjoyed the movie for what it is, as a part one, you know, and it's just too bad this movie never had a sequel, because pretty much the movie bombed. Because if the movie had a sequel, maybe we might have more of what we wanted, probably. Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds is either you hate it or you like it, you know. Everyone's different. In my case, I guess I'm the only minority that actually liked the movie now. Since this is, I mean, and like I said, this is my first time watching this movie from 2011 to now, 2021, so I'm seeing this movie in a whole different light, in my opinion. So, hey, anyway, see you later, everyone. Good night.